Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Oh, it starts Monday. You'll have five chances a day to grab your share of $150K. The Grand in Your Hand contest is back. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla, morning show, 6:04. It is Friday morning.
Oh, is it ever? Oh, man. And, you know, got home a little late last night. We wrapped up around 8:15 or so.
Something like that.
The best gig ever over at Rampart last night, Bonkers Comedy Club. I had a blast. Mike O'Brien opening the show. You killed it, my friend. You absolutely killed it. You did. Now, I do comedy a lot. I mean, right. that's what I've been doing.
You're
for,
the pro.
You know, forever. Well, whatever. But you don't do it as regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to get on stage a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
And you don't now. And you just killed it last night. You
it
did.
It was funny. As I was leaving, one of the... Well, there was a big fan of yours that came up to me. And she said, oh, my God, Carla, is she not the funniest person ever? And I said, yeah. I said, I've known that for years. And she goes, and you know what? You're kind of funny, too. And I said, thank you very much.
Oh.
I don't claim to be the comedian you are, but...
No, you killed it last night. You really did. I always loved it. When I was opening years ago, people would, with the headline, oh, God, Dana Carvey, you were so good. And then they'd come over to you. You were funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. Shut up.
And Manfred Hind.
Oh, man, he's really good.
Who was the featured act, which means he is in the middle.
Right.
Very funny, when he first came up on stage, he's that kid that has the long hair, baseball cap,
wears a hat on backwards,
and the crowd a little bit older,
right?
And right off the bat, oh, a college crowd tonight.
Yes, I know, that was great.
Very funny and a very nice kid.
Really, really funny. I look forward to seeing more from him. Actually, he was really good.
And hopefully we can do it again soon.
Oh, absolutely. And just a big thank you. We had a lot of listeners last night and a lot that I didn't even get to see or talk to, and I apologize. It's hard sometimes. You know, we get in our little comedy bubble beforehand.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. And then after people disperse, because, you know, it's like 8:30. So got to get home, that Rampart crowd, you know.
But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we'll do it again. And thanks to everybody who came out. Sunshine today, going to be nice right through the weekend. And maybe a little breezy tomorrow. Don, got it.
I know.
High in the upper 90s today, low 100s tomorrow, 74 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a couple of minutes.
I have some big news about Ann and Nancy Wilson. That would be Hart.
All right, we'll talk about that, plus some other stories after Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Motley Crue fans, Vince Neil confirmed that Motley Crue is reuniting to record new music. Yeah, he said they'll be doing four songs. Nikki Sixx said they're for the movie adaptation of their biography called The Dirt. So they're going to record some new music. So, you know, if you were waiting, it's happening, man.
Wow.
It's happening. I know. Something else that might be happening, and I have to say, I didn't think this would happen. Ann Wilson says she and her sister Nance are talking about reuniting as Hart. Oh, I love this.
Really?
Yes. She says they'll be getting together soon to talk, see if they have any new ideas. She said, I don't want to go back out there in a mechanical, money-grabbing way.
Right.
She says, I kind of want to make every minute count, make it real. So we're trying to figure out a fresh, new, cool way to go out there as Hart.
I don't know if everybody knows why this is so amazing, because how long has it been since they haven't talked?
It's been a couple years now, at least.
Because of the family issue.
Yeah. Ann Wilson's husband, abused or assaulted Nancy's son.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to jail because of it. So.
And then the remainder of the tour they were on, they did.
Right, they finished.
But they never spoke to each other.
Nope.
Traveled separately.
Yeah, they've been doing separate shows. So, I mean, number one, your sisters. You know, forget the husbands. Sorry, but your sisters, man. Make it happen. For no other reason, because your sisters.
If not even for the music.
Right, just because your sisters.
Right.
Just talk and make up and whatever.
Hope that works.
I hope so, too, because they got to come through here again. It's one group that I always thought would make a really great residency here.
Yeah.
You know? And Julie Chen, she hosted Big Brother last night.
Ooh.
odd because she has not been on the talk all week. She didn't mention anything. She was very, you know, professional. She did close in a weird way.
From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. Who?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
Yeah. She doesn't normally do that, Julie
Chen. Has never done that.
No. And here's my prediction. And I know we need to wrap this up, but I'm telling you right now, at some point, she's going to come out, I think, and say, okay, I either wondered about all this or I can't stick with it because I'm sorry. Some of the stuff that has come out is awful.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, I'm saying it's got to be just humiliating for her.
Right.
It's got to be.
But isn't that a sign that she's sticking by her husband?
It sure sounds like it, but I know that Bill Cosby's wife did too, and now she gone.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
Yeah.
Good night.
Matt Lauer's wife was sticking by him. She gone. So, and I mean, I'm not wishing anything bad on Julie Chen. I'm afraid it's going to turn out badly for her because she's associated with him.
All right.
That's my painfully deep take for this hour.
Toy Hall of Fame put out their list of nominees for this year.
Sure did.
Run down those, and if you want to find out what toys that maybe didn't make the list, which ones you think should be in, do that in about 7 minutes. Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. Don't forget, grab your share of $150K. Starting Monday, the Grand in Your Hand contest is back on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 6:37. John Schaefer is here this morning with news that we'll get to in a minute. What was your favorite toy growing up?
Uh-huh.
And is it in the Toy Hall of Fame, or should it be?
Yeah, I'm going to have to look some of them up. My, my favorite toy, I'll tell you. Here's the thing. The nominees are out for this year's induction into the Toy Hall of Fame. And they include things like the American Girl dolls. You'll like some of these. Chutes and Ladders.
Okay.
Magic 8 Ball. Chalk. I said chalk.
Just chalk.
Chalk.
Not chalk. Even the board?
No, chalk.
Dirt.
Chalk, that's pretty much it. That electric football game.
Oh, that was the best.
Didn't do much. Yeah, that's all it did. And they just scoot around, and that was it. Tic-tac-toe. That is up. I know. A sled. Tickle Me Elmo, which, I mean, you know, that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Uno, the game Uno as well.
Uno!
I know. But some of these that I can't believe aren't already in there. The Magic 8 Ball. Well, chalk. I guess
you would have thought that that was like almost grandfathered in.
Because there's hieroglyphics.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's been around forever.
Yes.
What was your favorite toy, Carla?
Gosh, one of my, Mrs. Beasley. I had the Mrs. Beasley doll, and I loved that. And, but my wood burning set was that. I loved that.
John, what about you?
Oh, Legos. I could play with Legos for hours. And not today where you get a kit and then you build it and it sits there like a model.
Right.
I just wanted a box of Legos and I just built.
Yes.
I just built stuff.
Yes, exactly.
I showed Millennium Falcon.
No, I showed
Carla the toy I got in for Christmas. It had to be in the early 60s. It was a Mighty Mo cannon.
I cannot believe
And I have told
this
you
toy.
This before and you never believed me. You would always say Mighty Mo cannon.
Cannon?
And I finally looked it up. Carla just went, oh, my God.
It's a freaking cannon.
It looks like fun.
I don't know how many other kids got it growing up, but it was a Mighty Mo cannon. It looked like a regular cannon with three plastic balls, a plunger, and remote control firing system.
I can't even. It's a cannon. It's a child's cannon, but it's a big cannon.
Did you ever not use the plastic balls and put an arrow in the end just to see what would happen?
Yeah.
Shoot arrows at people.
Let's see what it does.
Put your face up closer, and I'm going to shoot a paperclip.
Oh my God! I would just aim it at my brother.
Tom, look in there.
Yeah.
See if it's loaded.
It hurt. When they would launch, it would launch these balls, these plastic balls. It would hurt.
Oh, my God. And they went far?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I don't think you can get it anymore.
I got on Amazon to see. No, you cannot get it on there. So, apparently, it was, you know, a bit of a health hazard.
It's going the way of jarts.
Oh, my gosh. My brothers had, and I know you guys had them probably, or somebody knew, the Erector set.
Oh, yeah.
Which was just, I mean, sharp shards of metal. Mm-hmm. That's all that was. And screws.
Anybody else? What was your favorite toy? Don't know if it's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But what was your favorite toy growing up? 702-739-9636. 653, we were talking about the Toy Hall of Fame. They came out with a list of new nominees. But what was your favorite toy growing up?
Yeah, we got a few people. Now, Corey says Spirograph. I forgot about that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Man, that was fun. I had Spirograph as well. That was when I was sick. When I was homesick, right. I would play with Spirograph. Manuela says, my favorite toy was my Easy Bake Oven and Barbie, though I also tried to bake Barbie in the oven once. I was trying to give her a tan. Didn't work.
As kids, I think you play with the toy as conventionally as you are supposed to.
Right.
And then you have to think up new ways to play with the toy. And
I told you I used to cut the hair on all of my dolls and stuff, thinking it would grow back at the time. I was like four. Yeah. I didn't know.
All right.
Monica says, my Mrs. Beasley doll, Carla.
Just
actually,
like you.
Yeah. Cheryl Ladd made a replica about 20 years or so. And my mom bought me one when I was already into my 30s. My kids are absolutely scared of her, by the way. She had an odd kind of look because she had those glasses on.
She did.
And curly Orphan Annie hair.
Gloria's on the phone. Gloria, what about you? Your favorite toy?
Hootie.
Oh, the bug.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a bug.
The eight legs and the colored head.
Yeah, that was fun. Body. I think it's already in Mr. Potato Head was kind of along the same lines where you just attach things to it.
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite toy.
Carla, is Cootie in the Hall of Fame?
Unfortunately, it is not, Mike.
Oh.
No.
Well,
I don't,
maybe next year.
Could be. It might have been beaten out by a stick.
Oh.
That's in the Hall of Fame.
A stick?
A stick.
A stick.
Yes. Stick. It was inducted in 2008.
Sherry, what about you? Your favorite toy growing up?
Stretch Armstrong. My friends and I, I'm surprised we didn't take an eye out.
Oh, boy.
What?
Each one of us grabbed an appendage and started pulling, and we're like, it's never going to, you know, break.
Oh.
Well, it did.
Oh, well.
And if you ever want to know what they have in them, they have this, like, juicy, like, almost jelly type of pink slime in them. One of the legs broke apart.
Well, now you got to stretch it apart to just see that.
Yeah, exactly. I like when we'd pull at the appendage, just like every other woman. I'm sure the guys are saying, leave it alone.
Kenny, what about you? What was your toy?
It was the R2, I think it was R2. D2, that's Star Wars.
Oh, gosh.
It was like remote control.
Stop.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great toy.
So cool.
I took it apart and seen the motor and all that, put it back together, and everything still worked.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking back, they tell me, well, it paid off because you're always taking stuff apart and rebuilding it. And,
yeah.
You know, just something I've always liked doing, taking stuff apart to see how it's made.
And I'm not married. Still, I'm single, and I don't even know why. Where are my glasses? Where did I put them?
Yeah, those were the kids that did that kind of stuff. They took it apart, put it back together again, and now they're, I don't know, engineers.
I think it was one of my brothers. My Easy Bake Oven wouldn't work, and it was the old, I'll fix it. It's like, just, can I get a new one? You don't need to fix it.
And then as you get older, of course, you say, I'll fix it. Dad, it's not broke.
Yeah, exactly. Leave it alone.
And then you never repair it, put it back together again. Or anything. Wow. Great toys growing up.
No
great
kidding.
Toys. I got a stick for Christmas.
Yeah, and it's a cardboard box.
Yeah, hours of fun. Oh, get ready. It starts on Monday. 5 chances a day to put a grand in your hand. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:05. You ready for the weekend? Hope so.
Oh, so ready.
It's happening.
Woo!
Sunshine today, high in the upper 90s.
Okay.
Low 100s tomorrow, but they say maybe a little breezy. I thought the wind was going to be gone.
I know. Breezy's okay, but windy is, yeah. Listen to us. Have you seen the news?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. And we're sitting here looking at, it's only like 100 miles an hour now?
Right.
That's not bad.
What did the president say?
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Uh-huh.
Tremendous amounts of water.
And here we're complaining about a little bit of breeze.
I know, Mike O'Brien.
I thank
Mike
you.
Mike O'Brien.
It's never just Mike.
You're Mike O'Brien. Jeez.
High in the upper 90s on Sunday. It's about 75 now. Carla, we'll have a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school. Do that after John Waite, Missing You. 7:10, just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
You know, I'm going in a little different direction today. Of course, Florence, you know, kind of had everybody battening down the hatches. Well, Airbnb owners from Pennsylvania all the way over to Alabama offering Hurricane Florence evacuees free rooms until October 1st.
Nice.
Yeah, they'll let them stay at their place or, you know, if they just have a room somewhere, you know, it's nice. Vacation rentals are usually pretty nice.
We like to hear that.
I love this. I just love it. Mm-hmm. And the Atlanta Braves are giving away free tickets to Hurricane Florence victims and evacuees. It'll be like for through the weekend. Mm-hmm. They're also giving some foods away at as a giveaway, and then some at just discount prices. So, which is cool. I mean, you know what? If you're just riding things out or whatever, you don't want to go back yet, go see a game. Why not? Go see a game. Now, there was a meme yesterday, and I'm mentioning this because it's not true. There was a meme claiming Hurricane Florence's 80-foot waves contain sharks that will eventually end up in neighborhoods after the flooding. Basically a Sharknado.
Wow.
And a lot of people bought into the viral screenshot.
Really?
Rush Limbaugh even mentioned it and said, I saw somewhere, so you got to be careful. There may be sharks in your neighborhood after this. So experts have said, and FEMA has said, Florence's waves do not contain live sharks. So a Sharknado is not possible.
I mean,
so
I know I'm laughing a little bit, but
I know, probably is maybe slightly possible. I mean, maybe little sharks.
Maybe.
That, you know, you'd probably pick up and put in a fish tank or something. But yeah, I don't think I would go crazy or freak out. Right, right. So just so you know, it's.
Okay. Stand down.
You know what? 99.9% that it's not going to happen.
Right.
How about that? Okay.
It's good enough
for me.
It
is Friday, and sadly, there's a hurricane flying by Friday. A few things you should know.
96.3 KKLZ, where you can still win tickets to Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash, plus an overnight stay at the D. Just text the word summer right now to 702-739-9636. Find out all the details about that. Jimmy Buffett, who took some heat posting a picture surfing in a hurricane.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I don't think, understood that's a song of his.
Right, exactly.
He wasn't actually surfing like just a day ago.
No.
Off the coast of Carolina. It's a song, and that's it.
Yeah, we have to, I mean, you know, listen, we've got to be cognizant of what we're saying and all of that, but he's not encouraging anything. He's not hurting anyone. It's Jimmy Buffett, for the love of God.
In fact, he said on a serious note, you got to respect Mother Nature. Please be safe and listen to your local authorities.
Right.
That's it.
Because if you're going to Jimmy Buffett for your weather report, you're doing it all wrong. I'm sure he would say that, too.
7:33, Mike and Carla Morning Show, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Talking about a couple of new movies out this weekend. Do that after Billy Idol. Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. Talking about new movies coming out this weekend. Big weekend.
Yes, we got two big films.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is a movie that I thought of you, Carla. I was watching it because it's called A Simple Favor. It stars Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Okay.
And I thought of it because, you know, because you're funny and you're hip and, you know, you like edgy stuff. And,
yes.
And this is edgy, I'm telling you.
I have seen trailers. It looks really good.
Right. So Anna Kendrick is the whitest mom you could ever imagine, you know. So she has even a mommy vlog on like a YouTube channel.
Really?
So she's giving cooking tips and parenting tips and all that. And she has like a 4-year, 5-year-old son. And Blake Lively is the complete opposite of her. You know, she's a high fashion magazine marketing director. She wears all these incredible suits and drinks martinis every day.
Right.
And she starts taking advantage of Anna Kendrick because their kids go to the same school. Can you pick up my kid and let's have drinks together?
Okay.
And then all of a sudden she disappears. So not only the movie becomes this thriller of like, what happened to my best friend?
Right.
But also, it's sexy, it's funny. So not only is Anna Kendrick go through this incredible transformation, you know, of being taken advantage of and trying to find her best friend, but it's like almost like a French thriller, like Diabolique, you know, because something's...
Wow!
Yeah, I know, I'm getting all lofty here. Yeah, but I don't want to give away all the twists, but this was one of the best times I've had this year in a movie, okay?
Okay!
So make sure you see it, and there's also this steamy kiss between them, you know, that melts
the screen.
I've heard about that,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've read about that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I bring a little fan with you. So, yeah. So, see a simple favor.
Everyone, it does remind me of you, Carla.
It does remind me of you. And the other one is The Predator. You know, we haven't had a Predator movie in a long time. And this is from writer-director Shane Black. So, now the Predator has come to Earth. They're being genetically modified. I know this is really weird. One of the Predators went rogue, and he's trying to help the human race by stopping the other Predators by bringing technology here.
Okay,
and
this, sure.
Yeah, I know. Why not? Great cast, too, because we got Olivia Munn, who plays a biologist, and we got Boyd Holbrook, Sterling K. Brown, Thomas Jane, Keegan-Michael Key, and Jake Busey's in it, too, and his dad was in Predator, too, Gary Busey.
Okay, wow.
And one of my favorite movies in the 80s growing up was called Monster Squad, and it was written and directed by Fred Decker, who also wrote this movie with Shane Black.
Oh,
you know,
very
so it's
cool.
Got a very 80s feel to it.
Right.
It's a lot of comedy. It's not that great because I wanted a little more serious, but it's you know, if you're a Predator fan, I think you're going to enjoy it. It's going to make a lot of money. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
follow him on
Jeff.
Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, thanks a lot for coming in. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks to everybody who came out last night. Rampart, Addison's Lounge, Mike and Carla Comedy Roadshow. Carla, the new material that you tried out.
Yeah, I did. So, yes, I did.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
Knocked it out of the park.
It was fun. It's just a fun room.
Good crowd. And Ron, Chef Ron, if you're listening this morning.
Yes.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Ron Florin. I'm giving you a big shout out, Ron. Mike and I both are. You stole the show, my friend. Chef Ron, Mike. He is a chef at... what is it called? The French place. What was it? Assisted living.
Yeah.
Place.
Alessa.
There you go. I know.
Apologize. I forget. But it was, he and his wife were a very good sport.
They sure were, man.
And Manfred Hine.
Manfred Hine, he was great.
Was very funny.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can do it again soon. Sunshine today, going to be high in the upper 90s. A little windy tomorrow, high 101. And then coming down to 99 on Sunday. Hopefully it should be a beautiful day. It's about 77 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes.
I love the show. You love the show. A big, big surprise on Modern Family this season.
All right, we'll get to that and some other stories after the cars and just what I needed. 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Jennifer Hudson allegedly not happy that the show, The Voice, has hired Kelsey Ballerini as a new coach and mentor. She's going to mentor they mentor like contestants that were booted off the show, but then they can come back.
Oh.
And apparently she was picked by Blake Shelton, who wanted to have a country star mentor people as well. You know, you have to have a mentor from different groups. Kelly Clarkson and Kelsey get along really great, but apparently Jennifer and Kelsey do not at all. And a lot of staff members are saying it's Jennifer Hudson is kind of like her own entity.
Yeah.
And doesn't really get along well with anybody on the show. So that's not good to hear.
Well, that's sad to hear because I like Jennifer Hudson and I think she has a great voice.
I like her too. I think she's fantastic. But everybody likes Kelly. Kelly likes everyone. So, you know, so move on, I guess. A significant character. This was quite big news today. A significant character will die this season on Modern Family.
Wow.
They say, the writers say, you know what, it happens. It does happen in every family, and this will be something they'll have to deal with as well. Doesn't necessarily mean it'll be a main character, but they say it's a very significant character, and it'll be a very moving event, and an event that has repercussions across several episodes. I'm thinking it's going to be Phil's dad.
Is he on the show quite a bit?
No, not really. Or did he die already? I can't remember.
Oh, boy.
Or their mom. Shelley Long.
Oh.
I'm thinking maybe, you know?
Yeah.
That would add a whole lot. Yeah.
She's the ex-wife
of
the guy.
Ed O'Neill. Yeah. Of him.
We watch it all the time.
That show. God, we can't remember names for the life of us. I know.
Awful. And then you wonder why we are how we are with Game of Thrones.
Exactly. And Mike, one last story. Eric McCormick from Will and Grace. He got a start on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Michael Douglas was on the show once, and he talks about his guest starring role.
This was my first sitcom. All right. I'm playing a gay detective who's in love with Will. We're sitting on Will's couch, and instead of the line that Eric has, Will, his character, says, you know, I used to get turned on watching Streets of San Francisco. crowd went wild. I didn't break. I just waited for the laughter to die down. And I said, you like Carl Malden that much, huh?
Look at him doing shtick.
I know. No kidding. That was a really funny episode, by the way. If you haven't seen it, look up The Will and Grace with Michael Douglas. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
This football season, KKLZ Ford Country invites you to beat the broadcasters. Take on Team Mike and Carla. You could win a trip or two to Hawaii in the end in this multi-market contest. If you want more information, just text the word football to 702-739-9636 for details. Girls' night out with Carla Ray. Your chance to fill that final seat. Ladies, listen up. We're going to do it after Foreigner. 8:37, it's another Girls' Night Out with Carla Ray hosting Quirks and Crafts. That's over at downtown Summerlin, and we're filling the final chair where you and your BBF, or BFF.
Yeah, your BFF. What is that? BFF.
BFF.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, there you go.
Your BB.
BB. You guys don't use that? You guys don't use that? This is my BF, John.
It was a late night. I was out until 8:30.
I know. Somebody asked me, I was talking to some people, it was like 8:45. And they said, is Mike still here? I said, oh, God, no. He flies out. He, you know, when he's done with his show, he wants to bypass the commoners and just get home. He
the
just
little
wants,
people.
Yes, exactly. Excuse me. No, Mike O'Brien has left the building.
He went out a
it
private exit.
Yes, that's right. We snuck him out the back.
Car and, running two steps away from the open car door.
That's right. Yes. Get in the black Escalade. Get in there, Mr.
He has a big cloak
O'Brien.
Over him and... Okay. Joe Esposito and all the guys.
Joey and Tommy and Mikey.
Exactly.
And Louie.
TCB.
That's right. Baby. Thank you very much. All right. So, what do you want to do? We have a quiz.
You know what? You know what? It's Friday. Going into the weekend. It's happy hour everywhere, in my opinion. So, look, we're going to do a little booze quiz. That's what we're doing today. A little cocktail quiz, if you will.
So, people know how this works. I say, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Carla, put together a quiz, anything you want.
Oh, it's very deep, very deep. You'll have to reach for
that's
this
what you
one.
Came up with, a booze quiz.
A booze quiz, okay. That's right.
Well, it's Corks and Crafts, so
let's see how
well you know your boozes. All right, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. Let's get through news, traffic, and weather, and we'll do that. Here we go, Karen. You have a chance to fill that final seat for a girls' night out at Quirks and Crafts downtown Summerlin with Carla Ray as your host.
Yes, Karen. And you know what? Today we're going to do the cocktail quiz this morning.
All right.
Three out of three. I'm thinking you can handle these. First one, I'm hoping you can tell me, what is in a screwdriver?
Vodka.
And?
Orange juice.
There you go, girl. That's
number
what
two.
I wanted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I guess there's more
look
than
that. What does the orange juice matter? Really, Carla, I thought this was a booze quiz.
Whatever. All right, here we go. Number two.
What is the main alcohol in a daiquiri?
Rum.
Yes.
Good girl.
Number three.
And in a martini, you get a little surprise on a toothpick. What would that be?
A green olive.
Yes, you got it, girl. That's enough to have you join me right there.
Yes.
You're
like a Hall of Famer.
I know it. What is your IQ? What's your booze Q?
Well, we'll find out at noon today.
See? I love it.
Love the attitude.
Found the level of our listeners.
Yes.
I love it.
You and your best girlfriend ever going to join Carla Ray at Girls Night Out, Quirks and Crafts, downtown Summerlin, September 19th. That's next week. You're going to have a blast. So hang on the line, and we'll tell you all the details. And thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, according to a divorce law firm. According to a divorce law firm in England, Fortnite and other addictive video games are now cited as a reason for couples splitting up in 5% of all cases.
Oh, man.
So it's not just kids, it's adults playing Fortnite.
Yeah, absolutely. People are getting totally addicted to that game.
At some point, you got to put it down. Carla, Fortnite. Christmas is right around the corner.
It is.
And I thought I knew what I was going to get you, and I do know. I had thought of something that I think you'll get a kick out of that I decided to buy you for Christmas.
Okay.
But then I saw this, and I go, oh, now I'm going to have to buy this, too. Because I know you like showers.
Sure.
And I know you like to drink wine.
Yes.
Well, if you ever wanted to drink wine in the shower, there's a new product that sticks to your shower wall and holds your glass of wine for you.
She can't put her wine down. Even when she's shampooing, she can't put her wine down.
Come the good on. Thing for me, it's only 15 bucks.
Oh, there you go. Maybe get me two. I got two showers, so maybe
two
get
hands.
Me two. Yeah, exactly. So I can go double-fisted when I'm naked in the shower. Hold on. I'm coming back out.
It's no toy you put on the door.
No, it is not. No, it's not one of those things,
no, but
it's that.
I think you would like that.
I probably might enjoy that much better, Mike, if you know me that well. Enjoy this much better.
Yeah.
Boy, out of Florida, two stories I have for you out of Florida. Oddly enough, we have one of our corporate friends here from Florida. Well, Tampa police arrested Ralph. He just took off his pants at the Tampa International Airport. They say he threw a temper tantrum after his flight to Puerto Rico was delayed due to weather.
Oh.
Screamed and yelled at the JetBlue agents and then just said, fine, took his pants off and just literally went on the ground and threw a tantrum.
Wow.
Yeah, officers. They arrested him, but not before having him put his pants back on.
I guess he showed them.
Exactly, you idiot. And cops pulled over another guy in Florida. Oh, come on. This was in the Orlando area. Ran from the cops. Thought he could get away. He jumped into a canal.
Yeah.
But it was so overrun with algae that he couldn't get through it.
Really?
He couldn't. It was like quicksand. Yes, exactly.
Ron, it's that bad in Florida? We got one of our big shots here from corporate.
Yes, I know. I believe it. Well, apparently he swallowed a bunch of the algae. I know. And he finally got himself out of there, and police, again, they arrested him after, and I'm not joking, they had to hose him down.
Oh, I bet.
Before they even put him in to the cop car. You know what? Don't run from the cops. It never works out well.
No.
It just doesn't, especially not in Florida. It is Friday. That's your other news.
I'd like to wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call
Tell Me Something Good.
A simple story. Kelly Toler, he's 57 years old, works at Baja Grill in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he gets to work every day, but he has a long walk.
Mm-hmm.
He'll walk, or once in a while he'll catch a ride with an employee. Well, his employee friends all got together and they bought him a car.
Wow.
They bought him a car. 11 people. They all kicked in. They actually handed him a gift bag. It had like a 6-pack of beer, some candy, gift certificate for Kroger.
Uh-huh.
And he thought that was so nice of them. Then they said, oh, you know what? Come outside, though, because there's something else we have for you. And they had a car, nice little used car they bought for him. But they all kicked in. 57-year-old Kelly Toler, and he said he just was overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed. It's always amazing to me when people will do that. You know, all of our co-workers, if it was something to get us to leave, they might kick in, but are they here again?
Other than that?
Yes.
That's a great story.
Man, it's just sweet. It really is.
If you have a good story you want us to hear about, well, then email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:41 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Already looking forward to coming back Monday morning. It's a big Monday morning.
It is a big Monday morning because guess what? We will be putting a grand in your hand once again. Hopefully, you just have to be listening 5 times a day. We kick it off at 5 a.m. That first $1,000 is going out the door. And also, Billy Idol tickets. Silly Billy Idol. He's coming back. We'll be giving tickets away to see him as well.
Don't forget, over the weekend, KKLZ and Ford Country beat the broadcasters. Make sure you make your picks.
Yes, do.
Did we do ours?
Yes, we did ours.
We did ours.
We are done.
I'm trusting
we're in.
You.
Why you're trusting me, I don't know.
I have no idea.
We get halfway through them. What do you think of that? And then my kid's like, I don't know. Okay, all right, and I close my eyes.
If you want to join us Sunday, we're going to be out at Hooters on the porch, poolside, watching football, having a good time. 10 to noon, we're going to be there this Sunday.
Very nice. Hey, and once again, a big thank you to everybody who came out last night. It was a packed house at Rampart over in Addison's Lounge, Bonkers Comedy. Thank you to all of our listeners, all of our friends who came by. It was just a great show, and you once again did a great job last night.
Thank you very much.
You killed it. You really did.
And hopefully we can do it again soon. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You do that with a podcast. Download this show, the condensed version. Of course, showbiz news, interviews, and more. It's all right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Otherwise, you have a great weekend. Be careful, be kind to each other, and be safe. And we'll talk to you Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.